Well, the market starts the month on the up. Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Up 17 points, and I thought it was going to be the Rocket Man today. I watched him on Saturday night.
How good was he?
Thought it was fantastic, unbelievable. Great to see great people at work. And I hope I'm not in my job for 50 years, but you never know. But it keeps going up.
Yeah, well,
but,
why not?
Exactly. But we finished up 17 points at 6,965. And the reason I mentioned Rocket Man, we did get to 6,990.
Oh, nice.
So it's close. It's getting close. I can smell it. I can get a taste of it.
End of the week. What do you reckon?
I reckon, yep, it's going to be fun. But anyway, it was good to see. The market will continue on from then onwards anyway. But the banks, a little bit better. Interesting day today. First day in the job for the new NAB CEO.
Yeah, Ross McEwan. How do you reckon that went?
Well, he's got experience. I was reading an article about him in the Fin Review today. You know, like he's 62 years of arc. I can say the Fin Review on this program because it's all owned by the
all
same group.
All part of the same
now.
Family,
Channel
that's right.
McCoy, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yes, not speaking out of school. But yeah, first day in the job, came from the Royal Bank of Scotland. Obviously seen a few trials and tribulations there. 62 years, well experienced. I reckon he'll do all right. I think just going back to basics.
Not a bad time to start either, is it? Towards the end of the year, take, you know, December, yeah. January, and just start to get things turning along.
Everywhere. Yeah, exactly. So, and I think it'll be a good thing. So, and I've always liked NAB because I like their business banking part of their business.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up 1 cent. They didn't really have a movement. Commonwealth Bank were the best, up 61. So that's quite an Westpac still in the doghouse. Now the fourth, they were the second.
Yeah.
Dropped down to four. That's what happens when you don't get your systems right.
Talking of good things, though, FMG today, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a record high, actually. I mean, a record 10-year high, but
yes.
Over $10. What a performance, up 29 cents to $10.02. And the other iron ore stocks, Rio, were up 62 to 97.52, and BHP were up 8. Oh, what a poor performance that is. Telstra didn't join in today, though. It was sort of not much happening there. And
mm-hmm.
CSL, there's a bit of action around for those today as well. They're up $2.62. And I read where one of the big brokers was saying how the immunoglobulin market was quite strong.
Immunoglobulin?
And they were immunoglobulin. I think all the doctors will be rolling their eyes as I say that. Look at that heathen stockbroker. Listen to him. But they were up $2.60 to $2.86. Anyway, this big broker said, you know, it's got this great market position. It's doing all these things. I'm thinking, mate, they were $100 less a year ago. You're just coming in a little bit late now. $185 in January and $286 today. But
it's late of the party, that bloke.
Oh, absolutely. So anyway, it was good to see. It was a good price performance. Opthea, one of the biotechs, doing well, up 15% today, up 43 to $3.16, and raised $50 million as well to continue their good work. There's a lot of good Australian companies doing things in the science space, I've noticed.
Mm.
Not just CSL and Cochlear, but I've just noticed that certain diseases and certain afflictions and certain problems seem to be getting arrested or making good developments by Australian companies.
That's fantastic.
You know, it is fantastic. It's good to see, and they're starting to get some recognition globally. What I think might happen now, and we'll watch out for this in the next month, I think we'll start to see some US companies bidding for some of these companies because the Aussie dollar's low,
mm-hmm.
they get great purchasing power and great technology. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
It will. We'll keep an eye on that. And Kevin, the RBA obviously meets tomorrow. They're not going to do anything, are they?
Oh, they're not. They're just going to have a Christmas lunch, eat some turkey. So what a good job this year. We've taken all the money out of all the savers' hands in this country. They're all desperate and haven't got anything to live off. They'll be eating chicken and they'll be eating
turkey. Christmas came early for the real estate agencies today, didn't it? Because
all
of a sudden the bottom's been reached in the Perth property market. We've seen a tiny little increase.
Well, I hope so, yes. And certainly it's picking up a little bit in Sydney and Melbourne. I mean, one of the headlines was frenzy. I think they just said that to make people read the article. I don't think it's a frenzy in the property market, but it is improving, and low interest rates do help that, and that's important. And so I think they will keep rates on hold. The talk is until February. They won't meet again until February anyway, so
mm-hmm.
they can't do anything about it. But I'd be very surprised if they cut rates tomorrow. They've done a lot about cutting rates this year to make it more affordable for borrowers. So let's hope that is the case and it remains nice and steady. The currency, it's the same. 67.76. Euros are still $1.62.5. Sterling's still $1.90. Gold price tried to get up on the course of the weekend. Got up to 1470. It's now back to 1460. So down a little bit. But it still translates to 21.55, which is a great number for Australian gold producers, which I might say a few of them were a lot better today. So interesting to see how that plays out tomorrow. But all in all, good start to the week. We're still aiming at that 7,000 mark. We're going to be our own little rocket men this week, I reckon.
Yeah, we'll get there. I hope so. So up 17 today, 6,965. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you very much.